With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right, no fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your Spot Me limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details. Welcome to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast, your weekly fix for all things mental health and wellness. I'm Brittany.
And I'm Germany. And not only are we besties, but we're your besties. You heard me right. It's homegirl vibes here.
Get ready for the girls to dish the real, the raw, and the fucking funny.
And listen, we may drag you, but it's always in love. Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. So I know you're not used to hearing from us on a Friday. Or whatever day you're listening to this outside of the days that our episode usually drops. But if you have not heard, we have something called the Homegirl Hangout, where we have a bonus episode that's similar to the episodes that we release here every Tuesday. And so if you enjoy these episodes, you will surely enjoy the ones that are over there. But this month, the conversation was so good that we just could not share.
Cannot keep it to ourselves.
We cannot. So what were we talking about over there?
This month over at the Homegirl Hangout, the bravado bonus was discussing eldest daughter syndrome. Are you okay? Are you an eldest daughter? So we know, babes, the burden that the eldest daughter carries.
Yeah, we're not okay.
We're not okay. And we know that there are some eldest daughters listening to this. And this conversation was just so full. We were able to share our personal experiences, both of us being eldest daughters, talking about some signs and some symptoms and the way eldest daughter syndrome shows up in our lives, and most importantly, how we can recover. So we invite you to just take a sneak peek and listen at what we were talking about over there. And more importantly, to join us over there to listen to this full conversation.
Yeah, the homegirls and the homegirl hangout really resonated with it. And so we are sure that you will too. All of that information is down in the show notes. And here's a little piece. And, you know, I already had this responsibility instilled in me. I'm the oldest daughter. Luckily, I know how to, like, go out and get it. But that's exactly what I was doing. Yeah. I feel like I've been in survival mode since I was a damn kid at this point, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like I've always had to figure it out. And we've had differences in that way. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, whoa, you really can see. You really can see the difference here. And yeah. I've been doing some inner child work, which, you know, I didn't expect to do this. I didn't expect to do this inner child work. But it was like some prompts asking, like, about how your mother felt while she was pregnant with you. Mm. How you feel about the way, like, your mother raised you and parented you, and how does that contribute to the way you show up in life now? So usually I would skip over it, but I said, let me just do it. Let me just do the prompt. So I said that I felt like when my mom was pregnant with me since she was younger, I felt like, you know, I was a healthy baby. So she was like, you know, probably excited and did what she needed to do to, like, get me earthside. I feel like when she had me and I was a toddler, like, she was working, my grandma was helping raise me. I feel like she was just, you know, doing what she needed to do to make sure that I was cared for. And I felt like as I got older, since I was a good kid, she didn't have to worry about me.
Yeah.
You know, I wasn't the child that required a lot of additional energy and output. Not to say that she didn't take care of me, but I felt like she didn't have to exert that. And the way that I feel like that shows up in my life as an adult is that I want to be perceived as good. I want to be unproblematic. I don't want to cause any conflict. I can have people-pleasing tendencies because of this. Mm. I don't ask for help.
Yeah,
because, you know, I
want to.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, yeah, see, this is some deep shit.
And, you know, it's interesting that you brought that up, which I think it'll be a great time to explore the signs and the symptoms of what eldest daughter or oldest daughter syndrome can include, because it comes up for us in many different ways, and maybe in some ways for you that we haven't shared here, but I think it'll be a great time to just share what those symptoms are.
Yeah.
So you might have a strong sense of responsibility. You feel the need for control. This one is screaming at me. You're carrying the heavy weight of your parents' expectations.
Yes.
There might be perfectionism tendencies or the need to overachieve. Difficulty handling criticism. You're struggling. Sometimes you struggle with expressing your emotions.
Me. That's me.
I know. When I put that on the list,
that's
I said,
me.
This
because
is you.
I feel you don't have room. Like I said, you want to be the non-problematic. Yeah. Kid. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is expressing their emotions, which may look like showing out or being bad or being difficult.
Yeah.
So I'm going to suppress mine and not add fuel to the fire.
I feel you. I was the same way. It's like, mom, you know you don't got to worry about me because you're worrying about that over
there.
You've already got that going on. I already recognize that.
Yeah.
There's also...